The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host,
take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Todd.
Are we still paying that guy?
I think you are.
Shoot. Yeah. All right. Hey, today's Tuesday. Tonight. First game of the World Series.
Ta-da.
And I'm going to be on a plane heading to Romania.
Woohoo.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing when you travel and you realize, oh, I'm not going to be able to see the whatever. Because I got to say, the Astros, when I saw the Astros in the first game against the Yankees, the Yankees won that game, but this is in the national, you know, the pennant series. But when I saw the Astros playing the Yankees in the first game, even though the Yankees won, the fire with which the Astros were playing, actually, I said, they're going to win. I knew it. I mean, they were hitting the ball so hard. There was such an aggression. So they're going up against the Nationals tonight. The Nationals have never been in the World Series. And I got to tell you, folks, I always root for the underdog. So I love Houston. I'm going to go to Houston in a couple of weeks and probably be stoned or taken to the brow of a hill to be cast off for my difficult doctrine that I'm preaching. But I want to tell you, the Nats are going to they're gonna do their best. It's just exciting. World Series is exciting.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
I just hope it goes to seven games. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Now, we got a couple other things to tell you about. Big news in my life. Yesterday, I mentioned it. The president of the United States retweeted my tweet. And it was a tweet about an interview that I had done with Heritage Foundation where I talk about everything, about my new book. Did I mention that I have a new book called Donald Builds the Wall?
Oh, that's you.
And it's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. And both books are selling very well before the president retweeted. Before. Because I think people understand we need to laugh. There's a vicious gang in here. They try to get into the new land of the free, and they're called, the name of the gang is MSNBC 13.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm keeping it real, people.
Keep it real.
And then there's this AOC character. It's an angry little girl who invents this thing called the Green Raw Deal, because the people in the land of the free, of course, the free market and innovation, they invent fire and cooking because these cave people have been eating raw food.
Yeah.
And she thinks that the smoke from the cooking is really, really toxic and we're going to go like extinct like any month. So she invents this thing called the Green Raw Deal. And it's called raw because it's a raw deal, because they want to eat raw food. She wants them to eat raw food. They say, why is it called green? And she says, because it's going to cost a lot of money.
Of green.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah, great.
So the president retweeted my tweet. I had to mention that. In a couple of seconds, I'm bringing in a man and a woman that I like to call Mr. and Mrs. Hercules, but the real name is Kevin and Sam Sorbo. Yes. Kevin is the guy. He played Hercules. It's like one of the most popular shows on the planet, which tells you a lot about the planet. But it's the only planet we have, folks. Hey. And if Kevin is in a movie, if Kevin Sorbo is in a movie, it's officially, like Ching, TM, it's officially a Christian movie. Did you know that?
You've been talking like that.
And there's a lot of movies that seem like Christian movies, but if he's not in it.
Nope.
No. Does not. You got to. If you want to hit that.
This one's called Miracle in East Texas. So it already has Miracle in the title. So.
And the thing is, the problem with East Texas is, like, everybody there is a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't be considered Christians there.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We'd be, like, considered metrosexual agnostics or something.
Something.
But anyway, so in a couple of seconds, we're talking to Kevin. And his wife, Sam, is so delightful. She is. Well, you'll see. We'll see. But that's in a couple of minutes. We've got Alistair McGrath tomorrow. If you don't know who he is, I had him at Socrates in the City. He's one of these super geniuses. I just adore this guy. We've got another guy called David Young who wrote a book called A Grand Illusion, not to be confused with the Styx song, Grand Illusion. And then later this week, we have Dallas Jenkins. He did The Chosen. This is, I mean, you'll hear about this on Thursday, but this has never been done before. It's like the Bible comes to life in a TV series. It's being crowdfunded. It is nuts. I mean, it's like nothing like this has ever been done. Anyway, but then I actually he'll be on Friday. But on Thursday, we have Virginia Prodan. We talked about her. Folks, Virginia Prodan is a hero.
Yes.
She, Albin, you read the book.
I read the book, and she basically almost single-handedly brought down President Ceausescu, who was the tyrant who was running Romania.
Mean, he was a bloodthirsty dictator, communist, evil, like really evil, folks. I mean, most of us in America, we have no idea.
No.
We have no idea.
When you read this book, it blows you away.
And this woman stood up to him, and she's a little woman, okay? She's not like, you know.
She's not even 5 feet tall.
Yeah, she's tiny. In fact, I needed a jeweler's loop just to interview her on this program. People don't realize that because the cameras hide that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's how tiny she is. She stood up to this dictator and took down the entire communist. I mean, it's so fascinating, and there's miracles involved. She came to faith, as you may have guessed. But what's she doing today?
Yeah.
She is a lawyer for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Mm-hmm. We are doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what will happen to this country if we don't fight to keep the republic, again, I write about it in my book, If You Can Keep It. I talk about it all the time. I gave a speech here in New York on Friday night. Max McLean, he's got this wonderful theater company. They did an event, and I gave a speech on this because I think – and Oz Guinness was in the room, which is a nightmare. That's like how, you know, the person who gave me all these ideas, he's sitting in the room glaring at me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, I'm not nervous.
Yeah, see, he's sitting next to his lawyer.
Please get Oz out of here. Yeah. But, no, it was one of those things where you're like, I hope I'm right. So anyway, I talk about keeping the republic, and religious liberty is at this point at the very center of what it means to keep the republic. In other words, if you want to know where is the front line in the battle, where's the action in the battle if you're fighting a war to keep the republic? Right now, unfortunately, there's a huge battle for religious liberty. Fortunately, the Alliance Defending Freedom are huge heroes. They are fighting. They're not the only ones, but they're the only ones I know of who are doing anything on this level. And I would say if you want to do something to keep the republic, you can't think of something else, folks, this is the thing to do. Give something.
Yes.
Whatever you can give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you can give $100, we give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. All kinds of stuff comes with that, including free, commercial-free podcasting. You can listen to the program. No commercials, okay? Number one. Number two, if you give $250, you get two subscriptions to Metaxas Super, and you get a signed copy of a little book that I wrote that I call Donald Builds the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a 3D program?
Yes.
Donald Builds the Wall.
Okay,
you get a free signed copy. It's not easy to get signed copies of this. But I just want to say what's going on is madness, and I don't want you 10 years from now, 5 years from now, to be ashamed and to say, I should have done something when I had the opportunity, because I promise you, we're in the thick of the battle right now. There's a young woman in my home state, okay, in New England, in Connecticut. She missed the ability to compete, okay, in the New England High School Regionals. Very high level, very big deal. She just missed it by two spots. You know why? Because the two spots were taken by a couple of dudes. Can I say dudes?
Dude.
Yes, they're biological males who decided that they wanted to compete as transgender. Now, this is the kind of thing we'd make a joke about like a year and a half ago. This happened. And the craven, gutless, pseudo-American leaders in Connecticut did not have the ability to say this is nonsense. You're playing games. You will not compete against young women because you're young men. These young women need a level playing field. So this has to go to the Supreme Court. The Alliance Defending Freedom has to do this. How do they do it? With our money, folks. They are not for profit. They don't make money doing this, okay? So we need you. I'm begging you. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner, and I'll give you the phone number. Folks, you've got phones. Please give something. You can give something. I'm telling you, 5 years from now, if this doesn't go the right way, we're all going to be ashamed. You're going to say, I could have done something. Yeah. I could have. Here it is, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. I'm begging you, folks. Don't listen to Kevin Sorbo until you dial 800-556-2770 or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner for ADF, please. There ain't no way to
hide your lying eye. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion to rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat, Summer of 73. Man, that takes us back. I'm sitting here. Am I really sitting here with Kevin Sorbo and his current wife? What's your name, honey?
My current wife.
Sam? Is it Sam? You know, he's got a new one, and every time he's got a new movie, he's got a new chick on his arm.
You know.
And I think that as a Christian leader, that's just wrong, Kevin.
It is wrong. It's completely wrong.
Sam, do you know about this?
No.
Oh, he's got a history.
I'm just trying to follow the Hollywood path. We've been married 22 years, so when we hit our 10th anniversary, I told her, that's like a golden anniversary
that's
in Hollywood.
Right.
You know
that's right.
That, so.
And she said, where's my diamond?
That's right.
I'm giving him
it's
one
in the mail.
Year.
That's what I said.
Okay. Seriously, I love you both. It's fun to have you on to joke with you. And we're always like promoting a new movie, which means you guys are working, which is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Because based on your previous work, I wouldn't guess you would be.
Oh, right?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Right? Come on.
I hear you.
I think based on my previous Twitter and Facebook posts more than anything.
You, which I would never have guessed.
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, you're not supposed to be here, so you be quiet.
Yeah. That's true.
No, seriously, Sam, you weren't – I didn't know if you were going to be here or not. I knew Kevin was going to be here. But I always say behind your back, whenever I'm introducing a film, like sort of a faith-themed film – I say, if Kevin Sorbo's not in it, it's not a Christian film.
Do you hear that, okay? Kendrick Brothers? You hear
and
that, PureFlix?
And I say, and if you're in it...
Wake up, guys.
I say, if you're in it, I say, I don't even need to ask. Kevin Sorbo's in it, it's a Christian film, right?
That's right.
So that's kind of my backhanded type of...
Well, every movie is a faith-based film, right? I mean, atheism is a pretty strong faith to believe in absolutely nothing.
The whole point
nothing.
Is that I like to make fun of these categories. These are dumb categories, right? So now, in all seriousness, you are famous, most famous for... Hercules, which is what, like the most famous TV show on the planet now?
Well, it was at the time. We were the most watched show in the world for the last 5 years of its 7-year run. We were in 176 countries, still in 60 countries, which is crazy. So,
60 countries.
How do you spell residuals? It's a good thing.
I am so glad. Can I borrow some money when the
show's
over?
Sure, no problem.
That's incredible. Actually, I don't want to borrow it. Just gift it
just
to
gift,
me.
I'll gift it
yeah.
to you.
But it's a seed. You're planting a seed.
Planting a seed.
Now, Sam, you met this guy on the set of Hercules.
Yeah. True story.
And
I played a princess.
And how many years ago was this?
Was that 24 years ago?
1996.
1996.
Season 4.
So you got married the next year.
About a year. It was a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
You don't want to waste any time. That biological clock is ticking.
That's right. That's right.
How many kids do you have?
We have three.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the silliness out of the way. There's a movie coming out.
Kids are silly.
Thursday. This Thursday.
Yes.
Is today Tuesday? It's Tuesday. Today, Thursday, a film's coming out. It's one of these one-night-only events.
It's a Fathom event.
Fathom event.
Yeah. It's become kind of a big thing with Fathom events because, you know, you look at an Avengers movie, they got a $300 million budget, they got $100 million to put on commercial in every, you know, football
right,
and basketball game.
Right.
When you do these independent movies, mostly what I do, you don't have that kind of money floating around because we shoot these things for, you know, $3, $4 million tops. So just to get it out there is a good thing to do. And a Fathom event has become pretty popular for indies. 750 screens. 7 o'clock, no matter what time zone you're on, please go online, thereliantmovie.com, thereliantmovie.com. It'll show you a trailer, it'll show you the information on it, then you'll get a box that says, put your zip code in here, I'll let you know where it's showing near you.
So is this Thursday, what, the 24th?
Yes, October 24th.
Okay, and so we're promoting a movie, and I don't know anything about it. What is thereliantmovie.com? What is the Reliant is the name of the film?
The Reliant is the name of the film.
Wait a minute. Sam, you're not in it?
No.
I'm not in it,
no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. I'm good. It's fine.
Did he put his lady friend du jour in this
one?
Yeah,
exactly.
These big moguls, they're all the same.
You're so how rumors start,
so
you know?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You're on the rocks, folks. Guys. Okay, seriously, though, we're going to talk about another film that you're both in.
Yes.
But the one that's coming out Thursday in theaters, Fathom Event, only this Thursday. So
correct.
People need to jump on it. What is The Reliant about?
The Reliant is about the economic collapse of America. Think of Venezuela. So think that everything becomes worthless in America. Riots break out. Looting breaks out. There's a group of bad guys that target my house. I'm a father of faith. I'm a father that's, you know, the wife and I've been together forever. We got kids, all that. These guys just open fire in our house. But we're also Second Amendment people, so we fire back.
Second Amendment people.
No, that's not a hot topic, is it?
Can we still say that in the media? Second Amendment.
Yes.
That means we're racist.
Yes, because you're protecting yourself.
Yeah.
People that don't want the Second Amendment, if they get attacked by somebody in the house with a gun, I imagine throwing bad words at them would be enough to make them stop. But in my case, you fire back, it makes them think twice about firing back at you. Since 98% of
most
shootings.
I think most of my really religious friends would just have a focused quiet time in the basement.
Yeah.
And they think that would solve the problem.
That would solve it.
Maybe do a word search on a certain
Bad people.
A word study. You get a Strong's Concordance. Not online. The actual book.
The police in Britain, in England now, do have weapons. But at one time, they didn't. I remember Robin Williams doing a bit on them saying about British cops, the bad guys running away or shooting them. Halt or I'll yell halt again. So I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
but now, of course, they have a lot of people that have moved to that country, and for some reason they have guns now. I don't know why, but that's a whole different subject.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
In this crazy world.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Reliant comes out. Now, who produces? You produce this?
I'm one of the producers on it. This guy, a gentleman, Dr. Patrick Johnston, is the guy that was behind it, wrote a book, a man of religion, and... what's his wife's name again? Elizabeth Johnson, who does a lot
She's the activist mommy.
Yeah.
You can find her on Facebook and stuff.
She does a lot of stuff.
She does videos that just go viral.
So he wrote a book.
They're quite opinionated.
And then decided to...
they made a movie out of it.
To make a movie.
And
homeschoolers.
And said, who can we get which will brand this?
Brian Bosworth is in the movie, the football player.
Do
you remember him?
You know what? I was never
He was a big, tough guy.
No?
Played for Oklahoma.
No, you would think different.
Yeah.
From looking at me, you'd assume that I'm a shot putter and a lineman. But no, ironically, no. Okay, so the Reliant movie is coming out.
Yes.
But you're the big star. You're carrying this.
I don't know. I guess I'm in it. Eric Roberts is in it, too.
Wait. Did you say Eric Roberts is in it?
Yes, he is.
Folks, forget about Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah.
I think that's why Kevin didn't want me in the movie with him.
Let me tell you something. He's a good-looking man, Eric Roberts. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
He is an amazing actor. Did you see him in The Pope of Greenwich Village?
He was amazing in that. Yeah.
It doesn't get more carpet chewing.
Julia Roberts' older brother.
I know, but I mean, she should not be famous. He should be famous. He's famous. No, seriously, Eric Roberts is in this film. What role does he play?
He plays the store shop owner that gets attacked first. Because we know that things are happening and riots are happening, but we are in this sort of hardware store to pick up some things. And all of a sudden, the riot moved over into the parking lot and the windows get broken and all chaos breaks loose.
I just hear Eric Roberts and I'm thinking, why couldn't he get Burt Young also to be in the film and just have lines from the Pope of Greenwich Village running through the whole thing?
It'd be good.
Because it's a different movie.
For cinema.
That's it. It's a different movie.
It's already been done.
So he doesn't say, Paulie, they took my thumb?
Paulie, he took my thumb. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Wow. But that's seriously, like, he is a great actor, and I had no idea that there would be other actors in this. So,
it was a one-man play. We decided to film it.
I thought it would be a one-man play.
I just tell stories.
Okay. But it's The Reliant, and it comes out, I mean, literally this Thursday. Now, what happens, because I've talked about doing films like this, and what is the model and the hope? The hope is that there so many people will see it that they will release other dates. Is that the idea?
Well, that is something they hope will happen. But at this point right now, I know the DVD comes out December 3rd. That's kind of been the books to go. But if something – it could happen, but I don't think it's happened. The Fathom events don't really get picked up for theater, do they?
No, so
afterwards.
Fathom events, if it's very successful, Fathom will do a second night.
They'll do a second night or something,
right.
But
Because, you know, if you have...
It has to really surpass expectations.
It costs a lot of money.
It has to oversell.
It costs a lot of money
everywhere.
To get your movie into theaters.
So as long as you can buy a ticket now.
Yep.
Because it may never come back into theaters again.
That's the idea.
And it is kind of a movie that you want to see in theaters. Like,
it's a big movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big... The scale of it, the scope of it is big.
A lot of explosions, car chases.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff.
A lot of action.
Yeah. A lot of action. A lot of action.
Well, who's sponsoring the movie now? Or who's endorsing
it? Well, you've got the NRA's endorsing the movie.
Wow.
I know. And they don't normally come out and do something like that. It's not like in your face, a Second Amendment movie.
This is a headline here. The NRA is endorsing this movie.
I think the important...
You just got like a zillion people interested in seeing this. Because seriously, that's kind of a cool idea. The NRA.
The important thing is that it's an action movie that features guns and things, and bad guys, like true bad guys.
Right.
That has Christian values behind it.
Yeah.
So you've got sort of the confluence of both worlds with this movie. It's a first. It hasn't been done before.
And of course,
I think we agree. Most Christian movies are sort of on the feely touchy side, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. This is obviously, and you both know this, and Sam, you know this better than anybody, about worldview. People don't often have a really thoroughly biblical worldview, and they have a very sloppy idea of what faith is, and they think it means being nice or something. They don't understand that there's a time. You know, when David killed Goliath, it's not like he said, oops, I got to repent, and then he became a Christian, right? Like, he was a hero in killing Goliath, and we don't say killing is great, but
sometimes bad guys got to go down.
Some people just need killing, and that's in Proverbs. No, it's not, but we're gonna be right back with Sam and Kevin Sorbo.
I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is appearing behind closed doors today in the Democrat-led closed-door impeachment inquiry. Mr. Trump comparing the secret proceedings to a lynching. Russian and Turkish leaders have made a deal to share control of Syria's northeast that requires Kurdish fighters to clear the length of the Syrian-Turkey border. The deal allows Turkey to maintain control of areas it pushed into launching its offensive into Syria earlier this month. France's foreign minister says he sees no justification at this stage for a further delay to Britain's exit from the European Union. He's pushing for a quick decision from London on how it intends to proceed. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says if lawmakers reject his accelerated 3-day timetable for Brexit, he'll pull it and seek a general election. World Series Game 1 tonight from Houston. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
out of town on a boat from the southern islands.
Hey there, folks. I've got a couple of big Hollywood superstars in the studio. Join me in welcoming James Mason and Shelley Winters. Welcome to the program. It's so good to see you. And by the way, you've lost a ton of weight. What happened to you? Look at you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. No, actually, you're the Sorbos, Kevin and Sam. And I love joking around with you. You're very sweet. But we're talking about important things. I mean, this film that is in Fathom Theaters
this Thursday
only, you said it was endorsed by the NRA.
Endorsed by the NRA. And look at that. It was also endorsed. I know. By the U.S. Concealed Carry Association and the Well-Armed Woman Association group as well, which is amazing. And it didn't come out to be a Second Amendment movie, but it's interesting the backlash it's getting. I'm going, wait a minute. Every time I look at any other movie off of cable or television or theatrical movies, there's guns in all these movies. So why aren't they attacking those ones as well? I mean, every time there's any kind of a shooting, it's usually from some psycho anyway.
Yeah.
What gets attacked is the Second Amendment, and yet the actors that come out to do all these little videos, every one of them are movies that they use guns and kill hundreds of people.
Has Quentin Tarantino ever had a gun in any of his films? I'm just curious.
No.
What about Marty Scorsese? Marty, any Marty, guns in your films?
Yeah.
Let's see. No, it is kind of, it's ironic. Ironic is a polite word. It's hypocritical.
This just came out.
Okay, this says FBI, more people killed with knives, hammers, clubs, and even feet than rifles in 2018.
How about that stat?
Feet?
I don't know what happened there. Maybe karate? I don't know. We need to ban feet.
We need to ban
feet. I mean, you could kill somebody with a karate chop.
High heels.
About seven times more deaths caused by the thing.
A karate chop. Did you hear that there was a karate expert joined the military?
Mm-hmm.
He saluted and killed himself instantly.
No.
Incredible.
Where's the drum? You should have a guy in the back with a drum. Ba-dum-bum.
No, that is a Henny. That's a Henny Youngman.
I know. You could steal it. He's long gone.
So, okay. So in the film, you're in the film.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts is in the film. Seriously, he's so great. Is Mickey Rourke in the film?
Mickey did not make an appearance.
Oh, come on.
You wouldn't recognize him today anyway.
You wouldn't even recognize him.
That's Mickey Rourke.
I can't believe that we went to that ugly place. And we consider ourselves men of faith.
I know,
shame
sorry.
On us. Shame on us. I love Mickey Rourke. Okay, so that's the film that's in theaters this Thursday. Are there any women in the film?
There are. Molly Gray, who's a big-time actress out of Disney and stuff. And she's got one of the biggest roles on there. She plays my daughter. And the movie deals with, I mean, it's a movie, it's a family of faith. But when this happens, it sort of rips apart the family in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. It tests their faith.
It tests their faith, definitely. And then at the end of the movie, they kind of come back together. I'm not going to give too much away, but the family does get attacked by a bunch of bad guys. And was that me?
Yeah.
Well, people are looking for something to do this Thursday, and 7 o'clock, they know they can go to this film.
Yeah.
And you're in it.
And they could have popcorn.
Heck
yeah.
Really? Can they conceal the popcorn? Is that legal in the States?
Might have to. Put the Slurpee inside.
I want to talk about you. The two of you, there's so much to talk about, and you joke around with me, so I get really silly. But you've made another film, which is probably coming out in the spring,
mm-hmm.
called Miracle in East Texas.
Yep.
And you directed it.
I did.
Wow.
I directed Let There Be Light, the one that's out now, streaming on Amazon. Let There Be Light. Please go check
that's
that
right.
out.
That's right. Okay.
And buy the DVD for Christmas.
And John Ratzenberger is in this.
Sure.
And Sam, you're in this. You look terrible.
That's Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, thank God. I was going to say, what happened? No, actually, I was looking at John Ratzenberger. I just assumed that was you. Gossett, at least, he looks youthful. But Ratzenberger, I thought, if that's you, man, you need
with the mustache, yeah.
You need to.
I would say.
But you're in.
And I just called him to get him on your show.
And
okay.
You're incredible. Incredible. Actually, no, Ratzenberger, I have had the pleasure of meeting him. He's an amazing person.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think of him as Cliff from Cheers, which is a pretty good thing to think.
It's iconic.
He had a show for many years called Made in America, where they travel America and tell people, hey, support these mom-and-pop stands. And that's Tyler Mane in there as well. Tyler Mane is a very famous wrestler, but he was also Sabretooth in all the X-Men movies.
Really?
He's a big 6'9" guy.
So you don't have to say big.
He's tall.
6'9" implies.
That's redundant. It's like saying atheist college professor, right? Just say college professor.
He's funny.
You know?
You just say that. You think these good-looking beach bums that they would have nothing upstairs? And
I was on Bill Maher's show a couple times, politically incorrect.
I said
a couple funny things during the commercial break. Honest to God, he leaned over. He said, "You're good looking. You don't have to be funny. I'll take care of the funny stuff."
Funny. That's
thing was, he was serious.
Because you know, people like Bill Maher and Eric.
Now he'll have me on his show.
We're insecure because we don't look like surfer types.
Now say, stand up next to me,
but
Bill.
I am working out, and I will take you eventually.
Thank you.
All right, seriously. So tell us, this film is set in 1931. It's called Miracle in East Texas. Why? Like, what was the provenance of this? Did you read a book? Where did the story come from?
It's a true story, and it's set in 1930. It's about two con men, played by myself and John Ratzenberger. This is a true story, and they would woo widows out of their money in fake oil wells, and they would all sell 500% of the shares wherever they went.
This is a true story.
They would declare it right in the heart of the Depression. They got in East Texas. They strike oil. Ends up being the largest oil fund in the history of the world, all by mistake. Go ahead, take over.
No, that's it. What do you want me to say?
You're in it. We want you to talk.
Story.
You're in it.
She plays one of the widows that gets wooed.
It's inspired by a true story.
Yeah.
The story of the discovery of oil that founded Kilgore, Texas.
Now, where did you discover this story?
A gentleman by the name of Dan Gordon wrote the script.
Dan Gordon co-wrote Let There Be Light.
He co-wrote with Sam.
With me. Oh. And so we got funding for a film.
Yeah.
When you get funding for a film, you got to go find a film to do. And this was the one that we picked.
Dan's
phenomenal.
Dan's pretty famous. He was nominated for Best Screenplay, Original Screenplay. He wrote The Hurricane, Denzel Washington. He wrote Wyatt Earp, Kevin Costner, Passenger 57, Wesley Snipes. He was a showrunner on Highway to Heaven. He wrote 60 of the episodes from Michael Landon's series. He's an amazing writer.
Unbelievable.
And this story is incredible. It's a comedy. It's been in film festivals now.
Yeah.
It's won Best Romantic Comedy. It's won Best Faith Film. It's won Best Family Film.
All right, when we come back, I want to discuss this more. It's Miracle in East Texas. Not yet in theaters, but this Thursday, you've got to see The Reliant. Go to TheReliantMovie.com. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Hey there, folks. I'm living out my Merv Griffin fantasy. I'm sitting here with the great Flip Wilson and Toadi Fields. Welcome to the program.
You can call me Geraldine if you want.
It's so terrific to have you here.
I don't know who that is.
I know, because you're so young. Or you could just be culturally ignorant. I don't know. You don't know who Toadi Fields is? Toadi Fields was a great comedian, and if she had married Truman Capote, her name would have been Toadi Capote. You didn't know that.
Who's Truman Capote?
All right, I'm cutting you off right now, sister. Don't you homeschool your kids?
She doesn't know who Gorbachev was either.
Do you homeschool your kids? But you homeschool your kids. You need to know who Toadi Fields is.
Yeah.
No, she was a big comedian, yep. And then she lost her leg to cancer, and that's the last we heard of her. But, man, we should just do the segment over.
Flip Wilson's son's actually caddied for me at Riviera Country Club in L.A.
Get out.
Kevin Wilson. We share the same first name.
Really? Flip Wilson was the greatest.
His show was awesome.
When he would do the thing of the church of what's happening now?
Geraldine, all that.
Well, everybody knows Geraldine. Okay. I'm sorry, Sam. I'm so sorry.
We digress.
Let's go back to this film, Miracle in East Texas, because this is pretty amazing. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. But it reminds me of with the con man and the time, whatever? It reminds me a little bit of Paper Moon. You remember Paper Moon?
It's got a little producers to it as well, but this is a real thing. This is the true story.
And it's winning awards.
Mm-hmm. The film festivals have been amazing.
Why is she smiling? Is that a bad thing?
It's winning awards. It's fantastic, and he's too humble. He won Best Actor.
Really?
Yes.
She won Best Supporting Actress, so there.
You guys
and the Toronto Film Festival.
When were you going to tell me that?
Just now. I'll tell you that now.
You won Best Actor at the
I won
Toronto
Best Actor
Film?
for the at other the, one, too, for the movie I'm here to talk about. I won Best Actor for that one.
Yeah.
Why does everybody say he can't act?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
Because I'm tall.
Nobody says that, Kevin. Kevin, you understand I'm joking. No, listen, this is so wonderful. This is great. And if it's doing this well there, you know it's going to get picked up. You know that. Now, I assume there's not some big faith angle to this. It's just kind of a straight up.
There's a small faith angle. What's fascinating about the film is, and what we had sought to do was to thread the needle. So the choir will come, but we want to reach farther than the choir. Mm. And so what happens is, faith people, Christians, see the movie and they see a faith film and they love the story of redemption and they love the forgiveness aspect and all that. But non-faith film, just see a good movie. And that's
why. Best romantic comedy, best family film.
So it's really...
It's in the vein of Blindside.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's Blindside meets Green Book.
Meets Green Book, the latest movie that was out.
Boy, you are Hollywood people.
You know?
It's Jaws in outer space.
Yeah, no, but you
You
have to ground it.
It's got the racist issue in there. It's got because it was 1930.
Yeah,
you know, but it's a true story where white and black got together and worked really hard to make this happen.
Plays a black man.
Lou Gossett plays a black man.
Okay.
He plays an 8-year-old kid in the movie, but it's him being interviewed 80 years later.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it's him doing the flashback. We start with him in the movie being interviewed by a couple of college students who have heard about this story and want to get to the bottom of it. So
and
he narrates the story.
The other thing that it,
he was great,
that it highlights is the benefit of oil. The benefit of oil.
Well, it's definitely pro-oil and pro-capitalism.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
This country wasn't founded on big government, baby. It was individuals that made America great.
It's amazing. Well, listen, I'm so grateful for the two of you, really. I'm just delighted. But this film, I mean, so it's not been picked up yet, but we know that it will be because you're winning all these awards. That's a huge thing. Come on. How many films are there at these festivals that are not winning awards? I hope you're proud.
We're very proud. I'm very proud of this movie. It's a great movie, and it is the comedy element is throughout the whole movie too. John Ratzenberger was hilarious in this movie.
Oh,
he does such a good job in it.
He's off the charts.
And it's been amazing.
You're pretty funny too.
Well, it's interesting about film festivals. You know, people go to these things and they're sort of jaded to begin with because they go to a film festival all the time. People get up and leave all the time. They watch 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
nobody
true.
Leaves. We've had standing room only in all of our festivals. The word's out has been so strong and positive. So it's been great.
Well. You guys are living out, you know, this thing that I have prayed for and hoped for so many years, to have people of faith in the business making quality, redemptive films that are not so religious that they drive away, you know, yeah. The non-Christians. That's what you're doing. So on behalf of a zillion people, I want to say thank you for that, because that is a big, big deal.
You know what's interesting? You brought up Hercules earlier and Andromeda, two big shows I did for 12 years between those two shows.
Yeah.
I used to get stopped all the time for those shows.
Right.
80% of the time now, because I'm like you, I travel a lot through airports, restaurants, wherever. I get stopped by people. I love God's Not Dead, Let There Be Light, Soul Surfer, make more movies like that. That's what 80% of the people are saying now. When I do these autograph shows, which are really just set up for Hercules and Andromeda, really, most people when I come to the table, I've got photos up there now from my faith movies because that's what people want at these Comic-Con shows.
Wow.
They're there to see the Hulk and Captain America.
Were you at the
Javits
Center for Comic-Con?
They don't invite me anymore.
Okay,
I must have made them mad because maybe I said something in a positive way. I don't know. I'd love to go back. It's been a long time.
I think you dodged a bullet. no, but seriously, it's so terrific. So what other projects are on the horizon for you two crazy kids?
I've got Bernie the Dolphin Part 2 opens December 10th. It's a wonderful G-rated movie from Lionsgate.
Part 2. Now, is that the Kendrick Brothers?
No, it's Lionsgate. This is a Lionsgate movie.
But they've got a deal with the Kendrick Brothers.
Yes, Lionsgate does? Yeah, but this has nothing to do with that.
Different production.
No. You know what? I'm totally wrong. With the Irwin brothers.
Yeah, with the Irwins.
Irwins.
That right.
We know both of them. We know the Irwins quite well as well. We shot Let There Be Light in Birmingham.
Yeah.
They helped us out quite a bit. They were great. I've got three more movies. This comes out next year, plus The Mustard Seed comes out next year. We shot in Guthrie, Oklahoma. The title sort of says it all right there.
What is it about?
Well, The Mustard Seed is about this little girl that gets diagnosed with leukemia, but things happen for her.
To play the part?
You're too old. We've already shot it. It's already done.
You're too late.
But I have three documentaries coming out next year, and one I'm very excited about is with John Lennox, who's an apologist out of Oxford University. Okay, John, we did 2 weeks in Israel this year, 2 weeks in Oxford. And it looks awesome. I'm on camera with them, but I also narrate it. I have some more narration to finish on. I have another documentary called from the Book of Revelation. It's called Before the Wrath. And then I have Climate Hustle Part 2, which is going to really endear me to all the climate change advocates, because I just call it weather. But this is called Climate Change Part 2.
Can I play AOC in
that? We've already shot it.
Oh, man, I missed all my opportunities.
So,
that would be cultural appropriation.
So ready to go.
They brought me in. We shot
you
this.
You probably don't realize I am a Latina. I identify as a Latina bartender.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be right back, folks. Don't go away.
They shine in the light of all.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The White House is defending President Trump's tweet likening the impeachment probe to a lynching.
After the president tweeted that the impeachment inquiry amounted to a lynching, White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tried to set the record straight.
The president's not comparing what happened to him with one of our darkest moments in American history.
Gidley claimed the president was describing how he's treated by the press.
What he's explaining clearly is the way he's been treated by the media since he announced for president.
He also said Mr. Trump is receiving zero due process from Democrats in Congress. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russian and Turkish leaders have made a deal to share control of Syria's northeast that requires Kurdish fighters to clear the entire length of the Syria-Turkey border. The deal allows Turkey to maintain control of areas it pushed into launching its offensive into Syria earlier this month. SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to the Sorbos. That can only mean Kevin and his current wife. What's your name, sweetie?
Sam.
No, you guys have been married for 22 years.
Yeah.
You have three kids.
Three kids.
And you know I love you. That's my love language. I tease, okay?
Thank you. Teasing is okay.
And the fact that you've never heard of Toadie Fields, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should be mortified.
Mortified. I am.
Yeah. But I mean, because you're not that young. I mean, but I understand Toadie Fields was like...
No, I am.
But have
young.
You heard of... Well, you don't look that young. So, seriously though, Sam, you've heard of Abraham Lincoln, the president?
Yes.
You know that he got shot. You know about that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff that happened before your time that you know about.
Yes.
But I tease you because you're a homeschool mom, so you're a rock star in my world. What you do is so admirable and amazing and beautiful. I mean, did you ever dream
that
you would be doing this? Come on, this is a big deal.
I never dreamt that I would do it, but it is. The most expedient way to keep a family together. It is the most effective way to raise children. And it is actually called, parents are called on by the Bible to raise and to educate their children. Nowhere in the Bible does it say the state shall educate children. Nowhere in the Bible does it say church shall educate children. The onus is specifically on the parents, and there are two instances in the Bible that call on the grandparents.
But I don't need to tell you that the whole point of public school is in loco parentis. A group, a little community gets together and says, hey, like I have to, you know, plow the field.
Right.
And mama has to, you know, shingle the roof. So why don't we get that 20-year-old to teach the kids in
that
the community?
Would be fine.
Well, that's the way
if
it used to be.
They were teaching biblical values.
Right, but they used to because it was actually connected to the people who wanted the teaching done,
right.
Just to say the parents. Now,
right.
Thanks to Richard Nixon, we have the Department of Education, which is a big bloated monster, and it is making everything federal and horrible, and that's why today we need...
Well, thanks to LBJ, right? He took the Bible out of the schools since 1964. Then we give them the prisoners. That's
LBJ?
Interesting.
No, I think it was before LBJ.
Was it?
It's like one of these weird things. Yeah, I think it was in the early 60s.
But you can't lay that at the president's feet anyway. That was a court case.
LBJ did a billion other bad things, so you don't even need to...
But the point is, let me just say this, because there is a conflict of interest with the federal government running our education program, and that is that in the United States, the power resides with the people, because the people then are we have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. But the power resides with the people, and the government is not teaching civics anymore because they want the power.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing all of these youth growing up and thinking. I think 65% of millennials believe that socialism is a better system than capitalism.
You probably don't know this, but I am doing a documentary based on my book, If You Can Keep It, which is about all this different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bother you too.
Cool.
To be in it, because this is so important to hear you talk like
so
that.
Important.
I'm thrilled. But we really do need to teach these things. And you're exactly right. The public schools they're not only not teaching what they need to teach, but they are teaching against foundational American principles.
Yes. Correct.
So they want to erase history, too. It's amazing.
And the parents aren't waking up because they've been taught to shut up and sit down and mind your manners in class.
How can people find you online on this issue? Do you have a book out?
I do have a book. It's called They're Your Kids.
They're Your Kids.
An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter to Homeschool Advocate.
They're Your Kids by Sam Sorbo.
Correct. Yeah.
And, okay. I hope people will check that out.
Go to samsorbo.com.
Samsorbo.com. It's always just pure fun to have you here. Thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you. I'm going to plug my book, True Strength. Get True Strength.
True Strength.
Get it.
KevinSorbo.net.
Sorbo.
KevinSorbo.net. KevinSorbo.net.